this promises lost in the memory of you slipped away like a moment in time. Cause you're never mine. I can see us twist in bed sheets like a slipped away.
Hello, family. If you are visiting or listening to for the first time, you are tuned into the Jumper Cable Records podcast, where together we discover new artists and learn from industry professionals. I get excited about every single episode, you guys, but I am particularly ecstatic about this one. We are sitting in Chattanooga, Tennessee, at the Redbud Music Event and Event Venue with Sydney and Braden Garrett. Thank you so much for being here. These two are with the Be the Change Youth Initiative. They're the brother and sister duo who founded the initiative. They are organizers, they're officers, they are the street team, the marketers. I can go on. They're the hosts, the singers, the songwriters. I would keep going on, but the sun's about to go down here soon. But Braden and Sydney, again, thank you so much for being here and hanging out with us today.
Thanks for inviting us. We're really excited to be here.
Oh, honestly, I'm just so grateful for the opportunity to speak with you guys. I feel like I'm in hallowed company. We were speaking to you a little bit and with your mom earlier before the podcast and just getting to know your story. And I truly feel like you're spiritual giants. And again, I just feel like I'm in hallowed company, and I'm thankful. You all are bridges between the arts community, the philanthropic community, the whole musical world, and we are just excited to learn about you all. Because what you all are doing is huge, there are lots of facets to it. We want everybody listening today to get to know you a little better. How do you feel about a rapid fire round?
Let's do it.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. Brayden's on board.
Yes.
On board. Okay. We're ready to go. First thing that comes to mind, favorite go-to grub in Chattanooga?
Okay. First thing that comes to mind is Need Loves, but that's because I worked there.
Oh.
That's a bakery and cafe.
Okay.
I worked there for about 6 months. That was my second job. I worked as a dishwasher at a cooking classroom for a year when we first moved here, and then followed Need Loves, but I love Need Loves. Their stuff's pretty great.
Is there any like specialty item that you want to shout out?
I always love their salads. Like the kale salad's definitely a go-to, but I mean, all of their pastries are amazing. Their almond croissant was one of the first things I tried here.
Ooh.
And it's pretty great.
Almond croissants, yes, are my weakness. That sounds good. Sounds good. How about you?
Gosh, I think I might say Odd Story.
What's Odd Story? What do they have?
It's a brewing company.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
They sell some pretty great food. It's like on the other side, though. Their burger and fries.
That's the only thing I've had. It's like, it's so good. Yeah.
There's something about like pub food, brewery food. They get it right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like, okay.
Yeah,
that's great answers. Well, so we'll talk about this in a little bit, but you all are originally from Portland, Maine. So I have to ask, summers in Maine or autumns in Tennessee?
Summers in Maine.
Yeah, autumns in Maine are probably a favorite of mine. That's why I didn't say autumns in Tennessee, because it was some of the most beautiful foliage like I've ever seen in my entire life. So that was one of the pluses about living there.
Yeah.
It's very sad that we don't live there during that time anymore, but summers here or summers in Maine were also pretty great, because like down here is just, it was something we need to get adjusted to.
The humidity is a little bit different.
Yes, very different.
Well, yeah. That paints a good picture for us. I want to go see it.
You need to.
Yeah, I've never been to Maine.
Yes, best time to go, summer, fall.
Okay, and yes. Braden, you said summer's in Maine as well. Awesome. All right. Would you rather break a string on your guitar mid-performance or have your voice crack in the middle of a riff?
Both have happened.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah. Simultaneously might be the moneymaker. Has that ever happened?
No.
Okay.
Thankfully, that is not. Hopefully, it won't happen. But at the
it
same time, we're not perfect, so we don't pretend to be.
It might have happened. I love that. Gotta go back.
Yeah. I feel like breaking a string would just set off the rest of your set horribly.
Yeah.
So I would say voice crack. Everyone does it. It's okay.
It's true.
It's normal.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah.
I honestly find it just, I think it's charming when it happens because it shows the person being human. And I think it's so endearing.
Yeah. It took me a long time to understand that though, because I used to be someone that's like, I can't mess up. The first time that I messed up or missed lyrics, I went to the car and I just cried after. And I'll be very honest.
Aww.
But it was just one of those things where it's like, it's a learning lesson. Everyone does it. And it's just like, we're human.
Yeah.
It's just a part of life. And it's great.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. All right. What's the first song you learned on the guitar? Because you both play guitar.
Yeah.
First song. One of the first I will say was probably "Icy Fire" by Ed Sheeran.
Was it?
Yeah.
That's
great. We're massive Hobbit, Lord of the Rings film fans.
Yeah.
So we saw the second Hobbit, and then as soon as "Icy Fire" played at the end credits, I was like, amazing. It was just everything I wanted, just for it to all kind of like collapse into one final song for Ed Sheeran.
I honestly don't remember.
It doesn't have to be the exact verse, but if you can remember like one of the first.
Yeah, what's the first one you remember?
Probably "State Lines" by Novomore. It's probably like the most, not recent, obviously, but the one that I remember doing.
Especially during the RV trip when we lived in the RV, that was one of the first that we. Yeah. Like,
you guys are so eclectic. Dated. These are great songs.
Thanks.
Well, speaking of songs, I want to know, what was the last song you played on Spotify? Like, what's the last, maybe it's on pause today.
Actually, it's either "Cold" by Novomore or "Hoppy Pola" by Jonesy. Yeah.
I'm honestly probably listened, I think it was Aurora or Maggie Rogers, one of them.
Oh, very cool. Yeah,
I don't exactly remember who, but definitely one of them.
One of them.
One of them.
We know for sure one of them.
Yes.
That's awesome. Well, I want to know also, again, speaking of songs, what is your favorite song to play together? And it doesn't have to be the same answer.
Does it have to be original or cover?
No, any song.
Any song.
Just something that you like to play together.
First thing that comes to mind is probably "State Lines" by Novomore. Just because that one's been with us for a very long time. So it like holds a very special place in our heart, like from the beginning of when we started working together and writing together. So I'd probably say that one.
Gosh, I'd either say "State Lines" or there is a new song that Cindy wrote that we've played a couple times. I think it's called 11, but that one's a really good song to play.
And we'll probably, when we talk more about our story, we'll probably share a little bit more about what 11's about, just because it's like, that was a big catalyst for where we are today with writing and also talking in schools and stuff. So
you have piqued my interest. I'm excited to hear more. I'm excited. And I would love to hear your rendition of "State Lines." So,
okay.
That is very cool. You did a wonderful job on the rapid fire round.
I feel like it wasn't very fast, but...
Yeah. I think so. That's
okay.
Pretty good.
Okay.
That's pretty good. 10 out of 10.
Okay. Trust you.
Yes. Yes, trust me. Well, I want to switch gears for a little bit here. We want to dig into the meat of everything that you guys are doing. We want to let everybody know what you're doing. Be the Change Youth Initiative has evolved over the last few years. There are so many different facets, different branches of the Be the Change tree. Can you start us off by letting our listeners know what Be the Change looks like today, what your mission is? If we were to shadow you for a day, what would that look like?
Yeah, so originally Be the Change Youth Initiative started when I was 15. My mom and I had a conversation about what would it look like as a youth to help other youth in our community or around the world. So it started with this idea of encouraging my peers and other people between ages 5 and 17 to say, what are things that we love to do? What are hobbies or talents, passions that we have that we can use to make a difference in our world? So a lot of it was just focused on fundraising for those 3 years. So we found local organizations, organizations in Rwanda, Haiti. We just connected with people saying, like, this is the vision that we have. What are ways that we can help other youth kind of see, like, I want to raise money for this thing because it's helping other youth around the world. So we've had kids ages 5 to 17 raise over $80,000 at this point for different organizations from like the year that we originally started. And it's just been really cool to see, because that always has been like the message behind Be the Change, is just being able to give opportunity to youth, to show adults that youth have what it takes to create a difference in our world. And then we lived in an RV for a year, and that wasn't the original plan. We were supposed to do it just for a summer, but everything happened with the federal government shutdown. My dad, he worked at the DOJ for a while and lost his job because of that. So couldn't take a loan to get the RV or anything. So we were kind of just like, what would it look like if we just decided to sell our home, get rid of 60% of what we own? And my dad quit his job, sold the house, and we kind of just did the RV thing. And so the idea was to go and travel across the US to what is now 42 different states, just to kind of like help other youth see like the message of Be the Change, what are ways that we can encourage one another. And then we had a show in Austin, Texas, where Brayden shared his story of struggling for the first time with depression and suicidal ideation. And that's something that he'd been wrestling with for a while at that point. And for until that moment, I had just been doing shows and talking about Be the Change but myself. And then Brayden was like, no, I think tonight's the night that I want to share my story. And so he did, shared a song that he wrote called Conscience about that journey. And then there was a middle school student that came up to me after the fact, and she said, I want you to know that Brayden sharing a story made a really big impact in my life, because now I know that I'm not alone. And so at that point, we were all about the encouragement aspect. How can we get more youth involved and see the importance of who they are and what they bring to this world? And then the mental health component kind of came in, and we're like, we know this is the reality. We can't just leave that open-ended. Like, we can't just come in here, understand this is happening to so many youth and this is what they're struggling with, and then not do anything about it. And that's when we started sharing our own struggles with mental health. We started connecting with a bunch of different mental health organizations. Like now in Chattanooga, we connect with Mental Health Association of East Tennessee, Tennessee Suicide Prevention Network. And whenever we go into schools or other gatherings, like, we bring those resources with us, and we kind of demonstrate like songwriting as coping skill. We talk about our own stories of struggling with depression, suicidation, anxiety, body dysmorphia for me. Like, these are just things that people struggle with and they don't know how to talk about. But what would it look like if we could kind of be a part of that change and come alongside other people who also want to use their music as a tool to be able to talk about these things? I think something could just drastically change in our society if more people understand the importance of that.
I completely agree.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. I'm going to give our listeners a moment to process all of that, because it's huge. That's a big responsibility that you've taken on. I think it's incredible of you to recognize that you were working with youth, and a big part of what they face and a big part of their identity are those things that they struggle with, their struggles, their mental health, any kind of insecurities that they might be facing. That's something that you have to address. And so I just commend you for recognizing that and taking that and running with it, because now you have this big, awesome thing that you're doing, which we'll talk more about. But I do want to address something.
Yes.
So I want to talk about this seemingly sudden decision to like sell your home. And I love how you describe it. You said, my dad wanted to see what it was like. He thought, let's see what it's like. In your guys' bio, it says that your family had never been camping before buying the RV. Some of our listeners might not know this about us, about Jumper Cable Records, but we similarly left completely unrelated jobs and career paths and lifestyles, really. And we did all that to do this thing, we'll call it, called Jumper Cable Records. So we got an Airstream. We got on the road with our kids. But I think that the whole living in your camper movement has been a little bit glamorized through social media. And I mean, honestly, we loved it. But it is also very hard, especially with kids, especially with the family. It's just hard to uproot traditions and that security that you've relied on for so long. So I do want to talk a little bit about that. When I think back to the decisions that we made, I can pinpoint moments that guided us to ultimately, you know, take that leap of faith. What would you two say were the defining moments that led up to you guys saying, you know, let's flip the switch and say yes to this?
I will say something in case you want to answer first. Yep. If anyone knows my dad, he is not someone that is very rash when it comes to making decisions. So the fact that he was like, even let's just sell our home and do this thing, we were like, who are we talking to right now? Because normally it's my mom, and even my mom would say that. But we would not have been able to do this without like both of their supports, but especially our mom. Like, I know that she's sitting in the room with us right now, but at the same time, like, we are on so many occasions that, like you said, there are points when you just want to give up. You ask yourself, like, what are things, like, why am I even doing what I'm doing? And she's always going to been that like faith jump for us, where she's like, there's something more, like, these people, like, it's important to share these stories. So with every decision, we always kind of look back to like the way that my mom has raised us, to like always see someone else is out there that needs like support, that needs to know that they're not alone. Like, what are ways that we can help other people? So we always have that outlook with every decision that we make. But I don't know if there's like one kind of catalyst.
No, I mean, I honestly, like during that time, I didn't really know, or like I didn't really pay attention to the fact that they were looking for an RV. So, yeah. All of that just like went over my head.
Well, yeah. And I think a lot of it too, it was this desperation for our family, because there's a moment that I always share at shows whenever we sing another song that's about Brayden's story. But back in Portland, Maine, it was just my parents and the two of us on the kitchen floor, and Brayden was just in tears because he's like, he'd been struggling for a while, and especially with suicidal ideation over this point. And he was like, I want this to end. I don't want this to be my story. I don't want this to be my life. Like, why is this happening to me? And so at this point, as someone who is on the outside watching someone I love struggle with that, it feels so debilitating in that at that point, because you're like, I want to be able to help you, but I don't know how. So what does it look like to come around them and show love? And I think that's the message that we try to kind of like push out there as much as possible, because sometimes you just need to be present in people's lives and support people in what they're going through and not run away when it gets hard. And that was kind of like the moment that we realized, like, we just need to change things as a family. Like, we need to be there for Brayden, be there to support him. And part of that was living in the RV and making that drastic move. Not everyone has to do that, but for our family, that kind of felt like the right thing to do.
It was needed.
Yeah,
for sure. And what I gathered from that is, I just want to say to anybody listening, if you're on either side of that struggle, if you have these thoughts that you're wrestling with, and if you are watching somebody that you love wrestle with it, the one word that came to mind as you were talking was stay. Mm. Just please stay. If you're wrestling with the thoughts, stay, because you're loved. And if you're watching someone that you love, stay. Just be present, like you said, show up.
I do. After you said that word, I was like, it reminded me of something that happened this year. We had a show, and during that show, Brayden shared his struggles with that. And there was someone that came up to him at the end of the show, and instead of like throwing a tip in a guitar case, he gave Brayden the $20 bill that said, like, that he wrote on, saying, I'm glad you stayed. And that point, we were just like, I was in tears. Like, that was just a really emotional thing for our family, because like, there are days when I think about it, like, Brayden could have not been here. And there are so many points that my mom shares about, like, I just wanted to go to his bed like every single night and make sure that he was still there. And it's so heavy. And this thing is something that people struggle with so much. But the more that we share these things and break down the stigma and say, like, it's okay to realize, like, people struggle with this day to day, and it's an ongoing battle, but just be there for them. Check up on your friends, check up on your family. Like, sometimes that's all that we can do, and that will make a massive impact. And you never know what that can do for someone else's life. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And look at what Brayden's life has done for so many people. And honestly, before the interview, I told you guys that when I was reading a blurb on you guys to Dallin, who's behind the camera today, I was choked up in tears, because just like you, your story resonated with me, because I have faced those same thoughts before, and at a very young age. And I'm 32 now, and just reading the words made me choke up, because that's how heavy it is, and that's how meaningful what you're doing is. So thank you. Thank you so much. I do want to mention how we met. We met very briefly a couple of months ago.
Yes.
It was at a book signing for the book The Musical Imprint. And in it, you're actually a co-author, Sydney. I love your write-up in it. You share parts of your family's story, and you get into a little bit more detail about Brayden's story. Is it okay if I share a quote from the chapter?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So after describing the night that changed the trajectory of your family's like life and legacy, really, you said, quote, "That night we learned that when you use your art as the avenue to share your truth, as Brayden did with his music, positive change can happen." So looking back on all that you two and really your family, your entire support system, what you've all done these last several years, what memory or what accomplishment are you the most proud of?
There's been so many like memorable moments throughout the last 7 years of doing Be the Change and Live in the RV and meeting people from all different backgrounds, like hearing their stories. I mean, just the RV within itself, it was a really good eye-opening experience just to be able to see like and experience so many people's stories and be able to like form that empathy for other people regardless of what they've gone through and who they are. But one pinpoint, like once after COVID and once things started opening back up again, we started going back to schools, and that's a big part of what we do now is going and talking, sharing the mental health resources, sharing our songs, talking with students. We went to Hickman County this past September, and that has the highest overdose and suicide rate for youth in Tennessee, like for county-wise. And so we were kind of like already going into that space, like traveling up there from Chattanooga. On the car ride, we were kind of already preparing ourselves for what those conversations were going to look like. And we spent 2 days talking to 8 different schools, having 8 different performances. It was like only a handful of schools. We had 8 different performances, and we talked at one of the high schools there. And there was a high school student after we had done everything that came up to me, and she shared how she watched her sister attempt suicide in front of her at 11. And she had written a poem about that. And so she gave me that poem, and she's like, "I just want you to take a second to like read this poem." And so already I told her, I was like, "I'm first of all honored the fact that you can share this thing with me." And I took the time to read that, and it was so detailed, and you just felt all this pain that she felt, like the fact that she feels like a burden after everything that happened. And after that point, she was like, "I want you to take this poem and I want you to write a song about it." And over the last several years of talking in front of people, sharing these stories, sharing our songs, I've never had someone, especially a teen, come up to me and say, "I want you to turn my story into a song." But then she said, "I want you to tell adults my story so they know this is our reality." And that changed everything for us. That's always been the mission, is being able to use our music and when we perform to share these stories. But having someone tell me that, someone that was at this point, like this deepest, darkest moment, and being as vulnerable as she was to share that with me, that changed everything. So we ended up writing the song 11.
Well, you did.
Yes, but you helped with like, Brayden's really good. We do a lot of like feeding off of each other when we talk, but then also like when it comes to the writing process, sometimes we sit in a room and we write something together, but a lot of it is like, I'll just come up with something, or he'll come up with something, we'll show it to each other, and we have different giftings that we just kind of work off of, and it makes it super different, and I don't know, it's just a really cool experience, and I don't know how to explain that outside of like us just being able to read each other like that.
Great sibling dynamic.
Yes. Yeah. That's always kind of been the case. But yeah, so 11 is like one of those things. That was the moment that kind of changed everything. We're like, we know this is what we want to do, and we just have to keep finding ways to be able to share this with other people and remind adults that this is happening. What are we going to do about it? And sometimes it's just more conversations, more taking action. How can we get other people involved? So that was kind of the beginning of that.
Can you give us a little bit more detail about the different arms of Be the Change, what the different projects are? What are your goals this year for each project or initiative?
Yeah, so we have different arms for Be the Change. There are different projects. One of them is called Concert for a Cause. So that originated September of last year. So we've been doing it for over a year now. And it's just by getting local artists to participate. We'll have shows once, it was originally once a month at different local venues, whether it's a restaurant, bar, music venue, and then we would pick one nonprofit each month to raise money for. And so that went on for a while, and then we just decided for this holiday season to collectively just do 6 shows in 3 weeks. We had 15 artists kind of come together and donate their time. We had raised so many donations for different toy drives that we did for 3 different organizations, like a homeless shelter for women and children, Partnerships FCA, and Isaiah 117 House. And that was just so cool to be able to see the community kind of come together in that way. But moving forward for this year for Concert for Cause, we're planning on just having one massive concert for the holiday season to do that toy drive, but then also have one in April, May, June time where we're able to raise funds for after school. Well, it's not after school, but like food programming over the summer. That way we're able to like still kind of keep that going and help other youth in our community in that way. So that's one of them. Another, we are doing a youth art initiative right now. So we are partnering with 2 after school programs at Saudi Daisy Middle School, Red Bank High School, and we're inviting 17 local artists to come in each week and share their art with those students, but also give them the opportunity to see if that's something that they love. So they each, like, we've had magicians come in, we've had sculptors, we've made earrings, like you name it, so many different things, wood burning, acrylic painting. It's just been so cool to kind of see and give that opportunity to youth to be like, all right, this is something that we can work towards, like your different art avenues that you might love. And it's been really cool to kind of see them open up in that way. But the goal for that is to kind of over the rest of the after school programming year, we'll have an art auction in March, on March 3rd. And that all the money raised from that, it's going to be designs or art from both youth and the local artists that participated throughout the program. Wow. And all the money raised is going to go towards supporting art scholarships for different youth in our community. So they're going to be part of music programming, sculpting, like pottery programming over the summer. It's just really cool way to kind of say, like, we see you, youth, like, how can we get other people in the community to kind of give towards that also? Yeah. There's another thing called Be the Change Collective. So that's getting local musicians in our community to write songs for other nonprofits and organizations. We did one for a mental health PSA. We're writing one for the homeless shelter for women and children. And we did that with others, 4 different artists. So it's just like getting more people involved in the community. Be the Change has always been about, like, how can we bridge the gap between all these different people from all these different backgrounds? But something also is like, what is community? How can we make that into something that we're a big part of? Be the Change is, but then also kind of giving people the opportunity to say, like, this is important. Like, let's try to help other youth in our community and get more adults involved.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow. That is a lot of things that you are working on.
Yeah. I mean, on top of that, we go to schools and like that's our own thing. That's always been a part of what we do, like partnering with different mental health organizations. Like, yeah, it's a lot, but we wouldn't have been able to do it without the team around us. And we have an amazing board now. They're all local. It's been super great. But yeah, it's been a lot. It's just my mom and I working on all this. So administration, all that stuff. But it's been really fun. It's a lot of work and a really heavy work, but at the same time, it's really rewarding to see other people care about what's happening in our community and be able to like show them opportunities to kind of gravitate towards those things. So it's not just on us. Like, it's never been just on our family or just about us. Like, we've always tried to say, like, this is about everybody. How can we all work together to make a better world for the youth in our community?
Absolutely. That's incredible. That is so cool. So you're a little bit busy.
A little bit.
Well, we really appreciate your time. So we know that you both and your extended team, your family, you're changing the world in so many ways. You're going to, you already have for so many people. And you're really just lifting burdens from right where you stand, right here in the Chattanooga community. But that reach far exceeds beyond city limits, obviously. But we would love to see 2023 be the year for Be the Change. Can you let us and our listeners know ways that we can get involved, how we can support your main goals for this year? just any way that we can help?
Yeah, a big part of what we do and how we kind of spread the message of what we're doing is through social media. We only use Instagram because 40% of bullying takes place on that one social media site. So we try to be really intentional with just being on Instagram. So for Be The Change Youth Initiative, it's at Be The Change YI. That's on Instagram. The same thing for our website, www.bethechangeyi.com. All information for upcoming events or projects that we're working on, all that stuff's on the website and through Instagram. But yeah, we also have one for music too. We're trying to start doing all that stuff, but that one's at In The Company Of Wolves Indie. And yeah, that's something we're really excited about. But a lot of our movements through that one social media platform.
And it's very good. It's very good content, very good music. You all should go follow immediately. Well, we can't thank you enough for the candor that you've shared with us today. Before we wrap up here, I'd love to know, as you sit here today, is there a message or a sentiment that may be on your mind, may have been on your mind lately?
Recently, I've been writing, I've been thinking about like my past specifically and how I've carried like a lot of pain and shame. But like life's hard, and we need to just hold on to the people that we trust.
It's one of those things where realities are difficult, and there are days when you don't want to get out of bed. Like for me, that's been the case like a lot recently. You just get really overwhelmed with life. You ask yourself the questions like, am I even good enough? Like, is what I'm doing even worth it? Like, why is there any value in my life? And when you get to that point, you have to remember the moments where you're surrounded by the ones that love you, where you're reminded that you are good enough. And even if those things you feel like are few and far between, like, just be that person that's there for someone else. And that's all that we can ever do. Like, know that you're not alone. Continue showing love and extending compassion to other people. Like, we're all kind of going through life in this. It's a beautiful way, but it's also really hard. And you don't want to let go of that. So just like, have a lot of grace for other people. Have grace for yourself, especially within my story. Like, you always give yourself a hard time, but all you can do is just keep moving forward and keep pushing through. And there will be better days ahead. There's hope. And sometimes it's hard to look at that, but it's there.
We are just so grateful to you for pouring your hearts out today. Thank you for wearing your hearts on your sleeve and sharing that with the world. After the interview, in a minute, you two will be playing a little acoustic exclusive with your friend Brent Bill, who graciously offered our venue up for today. Yes. I mentioned earlier that we are sitting at the Red Bud Music and Event Venue here in Chattanooga. Can we give Brent and the Red Bud Venue a little shout out?
Oh my gosh. Yes. I mean, Brent's been amazing. We met him. I think I officially met him at Clyde's when we were having one of our shows.
Nice.
And like after that point, we were like, it's just kindred spirit, someone that gets the important work of being able to create a space for musicians and artists to just be authentically who they are. Like, it's such a great creative space and open space for people to just come in, enjoy music, but then just like have the freedom to just create. And it's just been really good for us to be around that, just because there's some people that just don't get it and aren't like that. And so when you find like-minded people who are just willing to kind of like say like, hey, you can use my space, like this is just open for this purpose, like that's when you're like, oh, yes, yeah. Thank you so much. So Brent's been absolutely amazing.
So awesome. Thank you, Brent. Thanks so much. Well, you've all just heard the incredible story of, from Sydney and Brayden Garrett, the brother and sister duo behind Be The Change Youth Initiative. Thank you for discovering their mission and their goals with us today on the Jumper Cable Records podcast. We encourage you all to go follow them again immediately after this episode on Instagram. As Sydney said, it's at Be The Change YI. And we challenge you to get involved wherever you may be listening. So if you are right here in East Tennessee, you can do more hands-on service. If you're on the other side of the globe, it's just meaningful to share just share their message with someone you love. Let them know you love them. And we love you too. Keep listening and stay tuned for an acoustic exclusive with Sydney, Braden, and Brent.
In the rush on your door, I never needed anything more. Whispers of all you should never have I ever before. Lost in the memory,
only slipped away
like a moment in time.
Cause you're never mine.
It
hard to say it's twice
in the bed sheets.
Only slipped away
like a bottle of wine.
Cause you're never mine.
You're never mine. Never mind.
school. I remember thinking I had you.
Ready? Okay. This is our song, I'll Stay.
You carry doesn't have to last much longer.